Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hello there, and welcome to New Life Live on Giving Tuesday, as everybody's talking about it. Joining me, giving of her time, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and giving of his time and wisdom, Dr. Dave Stoop. And Jill's giving wisdom, too. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good to be here.
Hi, Steve. And okay. You as well. Very wise.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And hilarious.
So it is Giving Tuesday, and last year we talked about Giving Tuesday, and I have to tell you, the results were zero. So, and here's why. We New Life's audience is so giving anyway. We
all
don't
year
need
long, yeah.
Giving Tuesday to make something happen. It just and then fifthly, I think, well, it's in the wrong order. You don't go to Black Friday and go spend all your money there, and what you got left, you spend on Cyber Monday, and then if you have any change left, you give it. We know you give out of the first fruits. I mean,
right.
In fact,
it's kind of guilt giving, isn't it?
It's the opposite.
It's guilt giving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
you
Jesus
feel so guilty for all you spent. Sorry,
10%,
Steve.
The first 10%, Jesus would say, well, that's his. It's not a matter of giving it. It's that's his. And so to me, that's pretty amazing when you think about farmers that would grow this great crop and the first fruit, you know, oh, wow, it's finally here. You would give that first fruit to the church. And that's pretty amazing, I think. But that's the way it is. So anyway, we are not celebrating Giving Tuesday. I'm calling it Tired Tuesday because I'm tired of talking about all this stuff.
But if you want to give, it's okay.
If you want it, fine. But we talked all about this last year, and then we figured out it's not a big deal because, you know what, our people, they give faithfully. Generous people plan on giving. They don't just, like, throw some coins at something. And anyway, so I'm happy about our situation. And tomorrow we'll tell you about some pretty amazing stuff. And that, you know, we talked yesterday about people wanting their gifts to be matched. Well, boy, has that created something. Tell you all about that tomorrow. Anyway, we're on the radio. And if you want to join us, we want you to join us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And all we want you to give us is your attention. Now, a lot of narcissists, you know, that's all they want to give is their opinion. We want you to give us your attention. Let us help in any way possible. And to that end, I'm jumping on the phone to Sherry from Flagstaff, Arizona, listening on Sirius XM. Sherry, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. We're glad that you called us on Giving Tuesday, and we'd like to give you 2 cents worth of advice here today, or even more valuable. How can we help today? What's going on?
Well, my husband and I, we have 2 girls, and one's 37, one's 35. The older one, since she's been 16, has been combative, name-calling, just anything she can do to cause problems.
Oh,
and
boy.
Every holiday, she sabotages the holidays so that we can't get together as a family. And I have, by reading the book from the Emotionally Destructive Relationship, Leslie Vernick, I know that's more on marriages, but she does touch a little bit on relationships.
All right, Sherry, we're going to go to a break, Sherry, so hold on. And I want to know how this daughter has so much power over it. She's one of the most powerful people I've ever heard of that can sabotage these holidays. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. If you want to join us, as they say where I come from, you just dial 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. It's Giving Tuesday. I'm going to call it Taking Tuesday because we're taking your phone calls, and really glad that Sherry has called us. Now, Sherry, how in the world does this oldest daughter have so much power that she can sabotage the rest of you guys getting together? How does that work?
No, I mean, we get together, the rest of us do, but we don't with her.
Okay.
Because my daughter now is, the younger one, is now at the point where she says, we can't have her over here anymore. So if you want to go see her, you can. But I've decided through reading this book to kind of take a break from her. And I told her that until she can get some help and get on medication or something. I mean, really, she flies off the handle, throws things, okay. Yells. Mm. Just,
oh, wow.
Well, Sherry, it's very sad, but it sounds like to me that the younger sister has made an appropriate decision. You can't be here if you're going to do that. And that you're making a good decision here also, that you're going to take a break. That sends a message that nothing else does.
Well, yeah, and I know in the book it says that, you know, you're going to feel bad about it. And mm-hmm. I do. I feel like a bad mother doing that. I don't want to disown my children. And I told her, I'm not disowning you, but I don't know what else to do. I can't help her until she wants to be helped. So I just wonder if you have any suggestions.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to hear some suggestions, but first I want to give you one little perspective, and that is this, Sherry. Here's what a bad mother does when a daughter is like this. The bad mother says to her, oh, honey, it's okay to be like this. We all love you like this. You just keep on being like this. Of course, that's the real bad mother, and you're not doing that. You're saying, I've got to give her a different message, and that's what good mothers do. Okay, Jim, what do you think?
Or cowards to it and, you know, just caters to her every whim.
Yeah.
Right? To avoid, you know.
Well, I have kind of done that over the years where I've just stayed non-confrontational,
right.
No comments,
okay.
just to keep peace. But now it's
didn't
to the
work,
point
though.
Where... No, I can't do that anymore. And so I picked up this book I took at one of your conferences one time, Take Your Life Back in Texas, and I started reading it, and I was like, wow, this was so appropriate. But just
I'm proud of you for what you're doing. And the additional advice from me is get support so you can keep on doing what you're doing and not give up when, boy, she really turns up. I mean, because if she's who I think she is, when you start to react to it and respond appropriately, she's going to turn up the heat a little bit.
Yes.
So you got to be ready for that.
Yeah, she did. She blamed it all on me and said it was all my fault and her sister's fault. And, you know, all three of her children have been taken away from her. She has another one now from another marriage.
Oh.
And she isn't raising them. She has her 13-year-old daughter back now, and she gave her the advice about smoking pot that she'd rather have her do that than alcohol, which she got suspended from a school for being caught twice, and I kind of laid into her for that a few months back. But it's just, I don't know, it's just, you just can't reason with her. And
So what you're doing is part of the consequence is loss of relationship, because we can destroy relationships, right? I know that kids think that our parents are going to, you know, that we're supposed to love them no matter what, but everybody reaches a point where things can be destroyed, and it's important for them to know that they can destroy things. And so to take a step back at times when nothing else has worked so that she experiences the loss I think is important.
But you're going to you're going to struggle with the bad feelings that your bad mother, and you really need to have supportive people around you that will encourage you when things get tough, and when your daughter amps up the pressure and the guilt and
Actually, I do. Just sometimes, you know, I try not to overuse my, mm-hmm. you know, friendship with people on that, because I know it can drive people crazy. But I do have a really good friend whose daughter was just like Jennifer, and she's been suicidal at times, too. And her daughter actually did carry through with it, so quite a few years ago. But I guess that's always a fear of mine, and I know if that happens, that's not my fault. But
well, you can't do anything really to stop it after a certain
point. And I was
going to
say, when I was talking about her amping up here, that I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't some kind of threat or even an attempt in that area if she doesn't get you to comply and acquiesce and all of that.
Right. Yeah.
But maybe because she has her daughter living with her, that would maybe put that in check a little bit.
Well, I think too,
I hope so.
Sheila, is that you effectively backed out of the relationship for a while.
I did, yeah.
And I think that's what she wants. She wants to be left alone. And you may not have an amp up. I hope you don't have an amp up. But if you do, that's where your support people are really going to be important.
Well,
And then I don't know that this is her, but there's some characteristics here. But I'm going to send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Borderline Personality Disorder. And I think it's going to help you with some strategies with her, whether she is borderline or not. I think it can really be
sometimes
a big
people have
help.
Traits or features of that.
She has a few of those traits
and
features,
she does.
As we call them.
And I don't know, Sherry, if you have any contact with the grandchildren that were taken away, if you're able to be involved with
the other dad, I do.
Okay.
I'm not like constant contact, but I do have contact
with them. But that is something to feed into the next generation, right, to try to make a difference there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Understanding and Loving a Person with Borderline Personality Disorder, that's one thing that's coming your way. And I'm going to send you How We Love Our Kids, because I think that'll be a big help to you also. So glad you called. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Robbie, Quakerstown, Pennsylvania, WBYN. Love that station. Hi, Robbie. How are you?
Not too good these days, but we are holding on.
Okay.
I just want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to thank you for everything you do for everybody. You guys are truly a blessing.
Thank you.
My husband and I have a son, 37, that he was just put in jail because he beat up his wife and their 5-year-old autistic child.
Oh, no.
The first time he's been in jail. So my daughter, I only have two. My daughter, she's 32 now, just confessed to me. She feels safe to confess to me that he sexually abused her since she was 7 years old all the way until 12 years old. Mm. And we don't want nothing to do with him, nothing. This has been a row of never-ending stuff that he's been doing. And this was the one that tipped over the ice. You know, we just don't want anything to do with him. So my question is, my daughter say, I say, why you didn't compel to tell me? And she said, well, he threatened me. She said, he always put in my mind that if I say something, that I would be destroying the family. And that if she, says something, and more that if she says something, that she will kill my husband and I.
Right. Oh.
So now
that's what
I don't want nothing to do with him. I'm conscious about that. But
what's the question for us, Robbie? What's the question
for us? Now, when he come out of jail, whenever it is, I don't want him nothing to do with my daughter because we are dealing with emotional issue with her and everything. Mm-hmm. And should I tell him that we know now the whole truth?
You should tell.
My daughter is afraid that because we.
You should tell the authorities. You should tell someone that this man that is in jail, that's related to you, molested your daughter from age 7 to 12, has never received any kind of treatment for that problem, and has threatened to kill you and your husband if she ever told anyone. That's what needs to be known.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't say a word to him. What would it help for him to know that you know? Let's think that through. How would that help anything for him to know that she told you?
In my position, he always been close to her, you know, even after she grew up and everything, and I just don't want him to bother her anymore.
Well, that would tend to make him want to bother her in a harmful way once he's out of jail.
Not saying
anything. If you talk to folks about this, perhaps they would keep him in jail, because I think a lot of people's lives are in danger by him. He should never get out of jail. He beat up an autistic child. He molested another child. He beat up his wife. He should stay in jail. And you should help me.
We talk about it with her, and she said to me, "Mom, I don't. They want to call. They're probably going to call me to testify and everything. I don't want to go through all that pain anymore." So, because she's in my stay, when he passed 20 years, you cannot do nothing, accusing him of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my problem.
But you can still report it. It's still information.
Put it in the file. They know this. And when he comes up for parole, it needs to be in the file.
Right.
See?
You may not be able to go to trial, but it needs to be in the paper trail.
Yeah.
So when you say tell the authority, the people from the jail or the local policeman from my town?
Well, I would at least call and ask to talk with who makes decisions about people getting out on parole or not, which is a parole board.
Okay.
And say, I need to talk to them. They need to know something. And they and when you talk with them, you say, I know the statute of limitations have run out, but you need to know that this son of ours molested our daughter, and
we just found out about it.
Yeah, we just found out, and she told us that. She never told us because he said, if you ever tell anyone, I will kill mom and dad. And so now she's told, and we feel like our lives are going to be threatened if he gets out of prison. They just need to know that information, okay?
Okay.
And him knowing that you know, I don't think that serves any purpose. You might say, well, then he'll feel really bad. I don't think he has any feelings.
No.
He doesn't have a conscience. He's a sociopath.
Exactly.
Sociopaths beat up 5-year-old autistic children.
Exactly,
and it's very, very sad that this is has happened. All right.
Okay, so we'll do what you say. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank
I'm glad that
calling.
You called. And I'm going to send you a Restoration Bible, leather cover. It's an amazing Bible that will help you in your journey. And, boy, I know these are tough times, but... Oh, my goodness.
It's a tough thing as a parent.
You know, every time someone like this has a thought, oh, there's hope, I'll get out of prison one day soon and all that, they don't change. The worse it gets, somehow, sometimes, that and the power of the Holy Spirit can finally create the miracle. But, man, it's a horrible situation. We're going to take a break and come back. Here on Taking Tuesday, we'll take your calls at 1-800-229-3000. By the way, you can listen to this program on the app, the New Life app. Go to the App Store, download. It's got the tree right there at the brain in the middle. Why the brain, not the heart? Because the Bible says if we could just change the way we think, we could experience a transformed life. All right. Really glad you're with us here today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help or you want to help us. 1-800-229-3000 to be on radio. Do you have the new calendar for the new year? It's coming right up. You can get it from us, gift of any amount. I'll just send that right out to you. We'll be back after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn, you're really glad that you've joined us today. Let's go over here and talk with Lexi from Billings, Montana. Listens on the internet. Glad she does. Hi there, Lexi. How are you?
Hello. I'm really scared right now.
Oh.
Well, just take your time. We're in no hurry. What's going on?
I'm just really, really nervous because I can't even be still in my house. I'm just pacing because something has happened. I'm married, and the person I'm married to, we're both Christians, and we supposedly live our life that way. But this is my third marriage and his third marriage. I was in my first marriage, married 31 years, and had... That first husband was an addict to everything. So I got cheated on many times, pornography, showed it to my children. He did a lot of things that were damaging. Moved on to a different relationship who wasn't supposedly involved with pornography. Lie. It was a total lie, and he was. So now I'm married to this man. And it sounds horrible this whole life. But he is a Christian, and I know he loves God. I know that part about him, but he's not being intimate with me. It's so embarrassing to say these things, but can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you. We're listening.
Okay.
We're with you.
So I'm just going to use current situation. For in the last month, I would say we've had sex 4 times, and none of them were for me. 0. There's no intimacy for me. So, and he's not a very connecting person with the heart. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling really lonely. I'm mm-hmm. feeling like something's happening that I don't know about. I feel mistrust. I feel a lot of feelings. So I bring it up to him to ask, what's going on? Why are you not, connecting with me? Why is there mm-hmm. so much silence and all this stuff? And ultimately, we get onto the sexual subject, and I asked him, why are we not having intimacy together very often? And when we do, you know, it's not satisfying for me. So here's what he told me. He goes, do you really want to go there? Which made me say, yeah, I really, really do. To which mm-hmm. he said, well, you just have a lot more difficult time than I do. Okay, so mm-hmm. there's a lot of stuff happening in my emotions. I've already triggered by my past. I already mm-hmm. know that. And I already feel like I'm not enough. And I feel like, you know, I'm never going to be. So now I know that I'm too difficult. And I feel used. I feel like, so it's okay when you want to do what you want to do, but it's too hard for you to want to make your wife feel good, but you can be on your phone after you get home from work for 5 hours playing a game or this or that. Do you see what I mean?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did I make sense at all?
Oh, yeah.
You make total sense.
Making perfect sense. And I understand why you feel so anxious given your history here.
I can't even.
I'm really glad you called.
All I do is wash the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Lexi, what? It's okay.
Really
it's okay. It's okay. What are you doing to get some help and support for yourself?
So, I don't know exactly what I should do because this happened a year ago that I did find out that he was masturbating in our closet. He admitted mm-hmm. it that time. So, when I ask him, is he still doing that? He won't answer. So, I feel mm-hmm. like that must mean yes because of the way our life is right now. But he won't say. So last year when it happened, I totally said, you need to go to Every Man's Battle, and I need you to put covenant eyes on your computer, and blah, 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 and I needed those things done. And he was willing, but then he got nice to me in the next couple of days, and I'm a failure at this. And I said, you don't have to do any of that. But please, could you just be more affirming in my life by saying you love me a little more often? Because I never hardly hear that. Could you tell me I look nice or I'm cute or I'm pretty or anything just to make me feel like I'm noticed by you? Could you do some of those things? So he said he would, and it's still not happening. So now I'm like, I didn't follow through
Well, a lot of women in your situation don't follow through. It's hard to know what to do. It's embarrassing. This isn't something that you're out there sharing with everybody. So you just have to give yourself a break. You've done the best that you could. And so now we're just up against what's the best course now. Given all that's happened, yeah. You know, we want the best thing to happen, okay? Right. And so I think we're right back at he needs to be at every man's battle, right?
That's what I thought, too. And mm-hmm. I told him that. I said, right now I feel like I'm on that day we were at last year, and I want all those things to happen again.
Okay, and you're entitled to that. Okay, and so now we have to decide when he doesn't agree with that, what are you willing to do?
I don't know what to do. I don't know.
Okay, this is why you need to be in a support group with some other women that have been in the same place that can support you if he isn't willing to go, and you've got to make some really tough demands on him to get better.
Okay.
So that you don't, you know, cave in this time.
You know.
Yes.
Right?
But I also think you need to be in some individual therapy, Lexi.
Absolutely.
Because you need somebody who can walk through this with you on a regular basis here.
Yeah,
okay,
so
because
you're
getting
saying,
triggered so that you can distinguish what's the present versus the past that's getting put on the present.
And you're not just dealing with his behavior towards you. Pornography's got to be the big issue that's lurking there in the background.
Yeah. And this person can say, okay, here's what I did, and he did this. And then, you know, you're got a different strategy. But I think this is a situation where you're really going to have to, well, we'll talk about it right after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay in the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you a set of 4 devotionals, 100 Days of Character, Peace, Prayer, and the newly released 100 Days of Healing. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Just finishing up here with Lexi. Really glad that you've called. And Jill was just talking about and saying what we were all feeling. We feel for you. This is
really
tough.
And it is, again, so hard because of your past. And so I think, though, that you can use that to also get him to get some help with you, Lexi, by saying that you're having a hard time sorting out what's the present and what's the past, and you need him to come to some marital therapy with you to help sort that out, because you want to make sure that you are being clear in this relationship so that the two of you, you know, and looking at your part. Because if you make him just all the bad one, you know, he's already avoidant.
Right.
He's going to resist that. So say, I need you to come and help me sort out, you know, what's me? What am I doing here? And why are we having these blocks to our marriage? That you need someone professional. And so it's I always say you kind of start with the, you know, the least invasive, and then you add more and more as needed, right? So you get into therapy. You guys get into marital therapy. You ask him to go to Every Man's Battle. I mean, these are some big things.
They are.
And you know, here's kind of an overriding concept that you might want to present to him, which is really hard for a guy like him to hear. But you might want to say this. I think it's time that we figure out if we have a marriage and if we have a future. Because right now, we don't have much of a marriage, and I don't think we have a future. So I want you to join me, and I want us to get some help, and I want you to get some help. And whether or not you get some help with this problem, I think has a lot to do with what's going on with our future. It's not just you. I've made some mistakes too. We need to figure out if there's anything here.
Well, right. And we've both been married three times, and we can't seem to get it right. And I don't think it's just about finding the right person.
Right.
I agree. It isn't.
Right? So are you willing?
And is it normal for me to, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it normal for me to be feeling so devastated and betrayed right now?
Yes.
Yes, it's very normal.
I'm consumed by that.
Yes, okay. It is normal.
Thank you.
It is very normal, because, and it's the nightmare of, oh my gosh, it's happening again.
But there has to be consequences, Lexi, in terms of if he doesn't follow through, you've got to be willing to act on some consequences and let him know in advance that there's consequences. Even a legal separation is a consequence that may be important to hold up there and be willing to take that step if you have to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So...
Okay,
it's
thank
tough.
You guys.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to send you, take your life back, and I'm going to send you Worthy of Her Trust, and I want you to give that to him, and I want that to be part of this. But really, getting a great, great, wonderful counselor, female to help you here, get through this, support group, these are really, really important things.
Yeah, and let me just add one more point, Lexi. What you're feeling is a signal that something isn't right. All that anxiety, right, and panic and desperation, that's telling you something's amiss, something is wrong. And that's what you're trying to sort through and figure out. What is it?
If I were you, I would attempt this to see what would happen. I would say, if you want this marriage to continue, if you don't want all of this to blow up, you go to Denver this Friday and you get in every man's battle. I'm going to get into counseling myself to take care of my stuff, but none of this is going to be worth it unless you deal with this problem. And you say this, I know you want to get rid of the problem. You know it's killing you. Three marriages, all this stuff. Go. And for everybody else, Friday is the last Every Man's Battle this year, and it's in Denver, and you can get there. And if somebody you care about needs it, you ought to just tell them, go and get it taken care of. It's Friday. It's just in a few days. It could change everything. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Let's go to John, Vancouver, British Columbia, listens on the internet. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
Good. Well, I heard the caller yesterday. It was, I think, the second caller, and the man there, he talked about his wife. And Mylan addressed it, and he said, well, this guy was, he was concerned about his wife who previously had an affair. And Mylan pretty much nailed it when he said his wife was emotionally and physically promiscuous and flirtatious. And I thought, wow, he's talking about my wife. And so what happened is 5 years ago, my wife had an affair and subsequently moved out. But just before that, Mylan also talked about losses and that sort of thing. And so what happened before that is in 2013, our grandson moved away, about 1,000 miles away, and my wife was very attached to him, and she pretty much blamed that on me because our son, I didn't, she thought I should have taken him into my business, but he really didn't want to do that at the time. Anyhow, they wanted to move to his wife's hometown, which is like 1,000 miles away. They had lived here for 5 years. I thought, well, we'll live over there for 5 years, and then we'll see what happens after that. But
okay, so what's going on now?
So right now, well, we've been separated then, so she had an affair after that. and then our youngest son moved out at this around the same time. She had an affair, and after that, when we found out, she then moved out, and she's just been, as our counselor put it, playing the field ever since. And as she says now, she's kind of sort of seeing someone, but she keeps it all very hush. The last thing I want to do is be divorced, but this could go on another 20 or more years, the way things are going.
And what's the question for us then?
In my court, but in that she's just waiting for divorce papers. But she also will say in the same conversation that she would like to make our family whole again. But so I get both sides.
What does that look like to her?
Yeah, it's just this. She says, that's what I deserve, divorce. But I know that, what I've done is wrong, but, yeah. And okay. So, every year at the beginning of the year, I say, okay, this is the year we're going to get things sorted out because this can't go on forever. It's been 5-6 years that I've been on the sideline. Next year I turn 60, and I don't want to spend it from 60 to 80 or whatever.
So I wonder, John, who you are to her, because she's attached to everybody else but you. All the sons, and grandsons, and other people.
Yeah.
Great question.
So I'm wondering who you represent to her that she's running from. And I don't mean that that it's personally you. I think there's a lot being projected onto you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Unresolved stuff.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't ever ask for a divorce. She's...
No, but are you dad? Are you,
You're her dad.
I'm the bill payer. I know that.
Yeah.
So she feels she wants to know, you're my rock. So she feels very comfortable trusting me and whatnot.
Which are great things, but you want to be her partner.
Exactly.
You want to be her romantic connection.
Yeah.
You want intimacy there.
Yeah. And I think she's probably a master manipulator, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So this thing of I want a divorce, but I want to make our family whole. It could be, man, why don't you divorce me? But be real nice to me and don't make it too hard on me. I would wonder if she would do anything with you to repair the marriage. Have you asked her to do anything to repair the marriage?
Yeah, we went, I've seen a counselor off and on the last, ever since she left, and last year about this time, I went to visit him, and he said, here's like a last-ditch thing. Let's just see if she wants to come to an intensive. So she said, okay, but I'll do like a half a day. I'm not doing more than that, and then we'll go from there. And so we did that, and then it was up to her to basically decide, okay, do we want to move forward with a restore or not? And, you never hear anything back, of course, right? And then, so
I don't think anything good is going to happen until you file for divorce.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah,
and
I've
I think
that.
Then once I've, she I've sees this... Once. Well, sure. And then once she sees the strength and the action, she might respond in a different way. But more of the same, more of this accommodation and stuff, I don't think it's going to get you anywhere except wasting your time. My thought. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today, joining me, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop, and we're talking with John. And, John, we want the marriage to stay together. I think the only way, as I said, that it's going to stay together is you really have to come across to her as a strong, determined man and you maybe it, she has to get divorce papers before she sees that you're serious, and then she responds. And I hope and pray.
Well, she has to see something different than the steady Eddie.
Well,
right?
she's got to face the fact that she's going to lose one or the other,
right.
Either the family or her husband. She can't have both and hold on to it like she's been holding on to it.
Yep.
Okay, so hope and pray that that's going to help you. If you could get her to our intensive February the 14th, that would be pretty amazing. And I would just hope and pray you could do that. But, man, don't let her manipulate you anymore. She has been unfaithful, and you know, I think it's time to act. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with Jay here. Jay, I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Great. How could we help?
Okay, I've been talking to you, I'll say, in the last few weeks, and I'm getting ready to get a divorce. My husband, he, of only 4 months, it was his idea to get the divorce so he could move on. Hmm. I gave the marriage 150%, and I didn't listen. Number one, I didn't listen to the Lord. I asked God to forgive me for not being obedient, and I know he has forgiven me. I want to know, will I be able to ever have another relationship, because I desire not to be alone. I'm not alone, but I'm lonely, and if I could ever remarry. That's my question.
Well, okay. So, Jill, what do you think here? Do you need to ask some more questions, or what do you think would be the answer?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not clear on why you're divorcing, other than is it abandonment?
He has left me 3 times, and he claimed I am a staunch, well, I shouldn't say staunch Christian, but he has PTSD, which he's taking medicine for that. But he hallucinates.
Okay.
He would hit me in the bed. He accused me every day of adultery. I'm a slut. Whore. I have never, ever, ever did that. I'm 68 years old, and I was married before him for 35 years.
Okay.
And
so
I would never do that, you know.
Right.
Well, this is a horrible, horrible way to live. And your question is, are you free to remarry? And one of the criteria is desertion by a non-believer here. And he's left you 9 times, and he's not getting help. And I think there is a case to be made that this is one of those situations where, you know, you're free. And a lot of folks think just because you're free to divorce doesn't mean you're free to remarry under those criteria that Jesus laid out there, adultery and being abandoned by a non-believer. But I do think this falls in there. Dave, you have a thought about this?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's some things you need to do before that happens in terms of getting your own life on track with or without him. And getting into counseling for yourself, and looking at what life is going to be if he doesn't come back, and then you don't want him to come back, and being able to confidently face the future, and then ask that question you're asking us, because at that point you'll be better able to answer it appropriately.
Very good point, Dave. All right. Well, all of you know, all of these different problems that have come up today, many of them, they could be helped at our Intimacy and Marriage on the 14th of February. Many issues. Maybe you're listening. Every Man's Battle is Friday in Denver, and you could get this taken care of. Restore comes up in February also. We have so many opportunities. Counselors in your area, resources. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll try to help you in the very best way possible. To do that, we need your support, and to talk about that, Larry's here. Larry, let's talk about our need for support.
Well, it's always a real need, but in December, it's really a real need. It's the time of year that we kind of catch up a little bit, where people who don't typically give will give at year end. So I just want to put our name. I mean, I'm getting more mail this year from different ministries and organizations for support at home. And so I can see that so many people are looking. Everybody's got their hand out. And I want ours to be there amongst them, so because what we do makes a difference.
And it's transformation is what we do.
A lady wrote us and said, "My youngest son just turned 41. I remembered calling you about him when he was 18. I mean, 23 years. He was getting into drugs then. Dr. Stoop answered, gave me good advice. Now this young man, successful tech expert, happily married, buying a new home. What could be better than that?"
That is a success story over the long
it
term.
Really is.
Yeah, it's long term,
right?
And it's real. And if you have been a supporter of New Life financially, you're a part of that transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And just want to say thank you for that. And what could be better? What could be better than a transformed life? Somebody's life that was in darkness now sees the light and they're working on it. Life is different. That's what we're about.
Well, you know, 31 years ago, some people put some money into this organization and they said, go change some people's lives. And thousands upon thousands have been changed through a radio program, through a book, a counselor, one of our intensives. Transformation has occurred. We have never been anything but about transforming lives, not making people feel better, also not making or shaming them out of, you know, some feeling or sense of superiority. We want to help folks. And if you have a heart for helping folks, help us help others.
Steve, I also want to just encourage people that we are looking for giving from your heart, giving because you want to give. We're not asking, don't give unless you can give this much. If you can give $5, it's a wonderful gift. If you can give $10, $50, $100, whatever it is, we're just asking you to make that decision. Giving's between you and God. It's not what we're telling you have to give. And you can give through Club New Life. You can be a monthly partner. We've got great videos on our video library for you and great thank you gifts. You can give with a one-time gift. You can make a stock donation. You can remember us in your estate plans. There's so many ways to give. And we're just looking for people with grateful hearts. That's all we're asking for.
So on Taking Tuesday, we're just suggesting take a few minutes. Take a few minutes and really ask God, where could my support, where can my support make the biggest difference here on Taking Tuesday? And you take a few minutes, and then here's what you give. Give thanks to God for having the means that you can give, whatever it is. And we want to take the time to thank you here on Taking Tuesday, and to hope and pray that this is going to be a very, very wonderful day. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Jill, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help or you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. Make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.